Close the poll hearing for Stephen D. Bratton, ADC number 111419. Mr. Bratton has made his appearance in today's hearing. Okay, Mr. Bratton is 64 years old and he is serving a 15-year sentence for attempted child molestation, which began on June 2nd, 2008. When he is finished with this sentence, he will be on lifetime sex offender probation. Mr. Bratton has been before the board 13 times total for the incident offense and have been denied each time. He became parole eligible for this sentence on June 2nd, 2008. He was on 6-2-2-8 from the sentencing run to this sentence, and he moved to this sentence at that time. He was certified for this hearing on July 1st, 2018 for regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. Mr. Bratton pled guilty to three counts of attempted child molestation with the sentence for the third count to be lifetime probation as part of the plea agreement, two counts of sexual abuse and three counts of sexual conduct with a minor were dismissed. Also dismissed were the allegation that Mr. Bratton committed the instant offense while on probation for a previous sexual offense. The allegation and also the allegation of prior repetitive offense and the allegations of prior conviction, those were all dismissed. So that quite a lighter sentence. In the offense, Mr. Bratton molested and sexually abused his stepdaughter for about 5 years. The abuse started about the time he was released on probation for similar charges, and he was on probation the entire time he was molesting her. Also, as terms of his probation, he was not supposed to reside with any of his minor children. He never told his PO about the living arrangements, and when his PO conducted a home visit, there were no visible signs that a child lived in that residence. And it was noted by other people that they realized the child lived there because of the living arrangements were set up. Also, it should be noted that during the interviews and polygraph, Mr. Bratton admitted to molesting and sexually abusing 5 to 10 other victims prior to his stepfather. He claims he is not a pedophile, but he has molested numerous children, and he was discharged from the Army for abusing a young girl. Apparently, Mr. Bratton was arrested for the instant offense. I was released under orders to maintain work and his residence here locally after working a few months, and shortly after his wife was arrested for the same part of the same offense. He left the state and went to Indiana, where a warrant was eventually issued when he was arrested and brought back to Arizona for trial. He has one book programming with two sexual abuse classes. His criminal history is extensive because a lot of it was his actions were not actually documented by arrest or even charges, but he was convicted of a prior sexual abuse conviction of a minor. He was on probation when he committed the instant offense. Discipline within his incarceration in the last was in 1999. He had no release plan, no family community support. There is a victim's letter that is quite lengthy that describes all of the anguish and mental issues that the victim has suffered. And there is a strong opposition letter from the county attorney with statements about Mr. Bratton's criminal offenses. Based on all of the information that I have in front of me today, I'm going to move to deny Mr. Bratton a voting parole, home arrest, or at least discharge at this time. due to the time of the offense, I am going to ask for a 1-year sell-off. And that would be my motion, and I'll go over the reasons after we finish voting.
Second.
Agreed, agreed.
Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Pelletis, agreed by Mr. Johnson. The reasons are that it was serious and deadly offense, trying to victim, aid victim, multiple victims, victim harassment, violated previous probation parole, prior criminal history of a repeat offender. Lack of programming or release plan, no family experience or any further mental health that it will. Then this will complete our hearing.